Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alice,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel, Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dreams of the Adelaide.
Hello everybody, I'm Marjorie. And I'm this year's the new producer of Dream to the Ivy League. Say no more. I think that most of you has known me quite well. So just hope this year will be a bright future. And we are looking forward to that.
Hello everyone, this is Joseph, the new announcer of the 20th year of Dream to the Ivy League English program. In this year's program, we're hoping to provide more useful information that concern about going abroad, and we will promote more interesting content, and we'll devote ourselves into doing this program. So, let's hope that we all have a great year. Thank you.
Hello everyone, this is Alice in Dream to the Ivy League. I'm from Digital Media Technology Grade 2. Last year, I have a wonderful memory in Dream to the Ivy League, so I can't be happier to be with you guys in Season 20. We have new fellows in this brand new season, and I really appreciate their abilities. So looking forward to our coming series with professional information.
Hello guys, this is Karina. I'm a new member that's fresh graduate student majoring in the art of broadcasting and hosting. So, you know, it is my hobby to broadcast and host. In this term, I'd like to introduce the live abroad to you. Best wishes to you all. Let's keep it up.
Hello everyone, my name is Israel. My Chinese name is Li Yue. I'm a first year master's student of international teaching. I major in Chinese. My hobby is singing, writing articles, reading novels, giving speech, teaching students. I also like going out with friends to have chat and also to discuss. I feel that from there I learn more, and also I also contribute to their lives.
Hey guys, I'm Margaret. I'm an animation lover, and my favorite animator is Hayao Miyazaki. I'm a big fan of Harry Potter as well. During the new semester, I hope the heating would come into effect soon so that I can survive the chilly winter. Anyway, nice to meet you all here, and wish we'd have a good time together.
Hello, whoever there is listening, this is Chloe from the Digital Media Technology for Game Design, and I hope to share a nice life with you guys for the next 4 years in CUC. Thank you.
Hello everyone, I'm Coco. I'm not much for self-introduction, so that's all.
Hello everybody, I'm Leslie, a new reporter of Dream to the Ivy League. As for my hobbies, well, I'm a music lover and also a dancing buff. This year, I hope that we can do a good job and make friends with you all in Radio CUC English, and I hope that Dream to the Ivy League can go even further.
There were lots of events at the beginning of the school year at every high school. The purpose of those is to introduce the school and things happening this year to all students. Also, students can know each other better throughout this event because students are spending time with each other during the events. It helps them to know each other and build friendship. In fact, High schools in China and foreign countries have various types of activities. Let's look at the followings. In China, there's a welcome party for new students to the school. It's a huge event, and it's mandatory for all new students. The welcome party includes performances put on by returning students, speeches by teachers and head of the school, and speeches from some senior school students. There is a special event in China called military training. It usually happens for a week, and all new students train together by instructor from military or senior students in the school that has been trained already. There are plenty activities during the training. Although it's tried every day, students build good relationship with each other. It is fine to spend time with each other.
Besides this, there are also lots of small events happening at the beginning of school year. There are basketball games, debates, sports competition, drama contests, and so on. All of those are amusing, and all students get to attend and involve. In foreign countries, there are different events held in high school at the beginning of each school year. For instance, there are events for new students and returning students to know each other. There are speeches made by the head of school and teachers of school. This gives the new students a brief idea of the school, so they are not too lost. Also, students can know their teachers and things they might be doing for this term from this short introduction. Sometimes there are fun activities and games planned for students. This is open to all students in the school. They get to hang out with others and know each other better. This makes all students feel included. Although events are different because of cultural reasons and variety factors, the purpose of having events at the beginning of the school year is the same.
Final here. Hey, Elias, I'm Coco.
Hey, glad to see you. Welcome to America.
Thanks, nice to meet you too. I'm so excited that I've achieved my dream here in America.
Congratulations. Okay, come with me. I'll be with you on your orientation day.
Thanks a lot.
You know, the first to come on your orientation day is the freshman report. So remember to bring your visa, personal information sheet, an academic transcript with you.
Yeah, I've got my diploma and my school report with me. I really wonder, am I going to meet my master tutor?
Not today, but you'll meet your faculty advisor, who will give you his advice on your college life. Later on, he will give you students a presentation to show the school's history, general situation, and many resources available for you.
Got it.
All right. Go and talk with your advisor, and I'll meet you at the Snow Square in the afternoon.
Wow, the crowd is boiling over.
Yeah, it's our school's marching band performance. The music is passionate and full of rhythm, and everybody here is waving their hands and dancing their bodies to the music in high spirits.
Oh, I'm really enchanted by the music, and I just cannot stop dancing.
You know, in America, where there's music, there is dance. It seems that you're really into it.
I feel like I'm part of it. I'm really enjoying myself.
Guess what activities we're going to join next?
I know, it's pool party, but I'm not sure to go to a party in swimming suits.
Oh, come on. In America, you always have to overcome your mental barriers. Try to open your heart and make more friends.
You're right, but I'm afraid that I still cannot accept it. I will get very nervous and unnatural.
Oh, take it easy. It's not as difficult as you think. If you refuse to participate in all these activities, you're closing yourself. Cheer up, be confident, and do as the Romans do.
Maybe I should take your advice and have a try.
That's it. Did you join yourself during the party?
Yeah, while in the party, I began to challenge myself and try new things, and it makes me excited.
Oh, look there.
Wow, how amazing. The fireworks are bright and colorful.
Can you hear all the students cheers? Haha, let's have pictures taken with the beautiful fireworks behind us.
3, 2, 1, touch. Hello, darling. It's me, Coco.
Hey, how are you today? It's your first day at college, and of course, my first day at the Pennsylvania State University.
You know, our school prepared lots of opening activities for us freshmen. Though they were the same as previous years, they were new to me. So, how's your day?
Oh, it was interesting. I don't know how to describe it. We have to wear clothes set by our college until September the 20th. These clothes are voted by the elder students.
That sounds funny, but what if you don't wear them?
If there's someone who doesn't, he'll be punished or questioned about PSU's history and big events. Students who give the wrong answers will sing songs in public.
We both had a wonderful day.
Yeah, I can't wait for tomorrow.
So can I. Have a nice dream.
Good night.
Hello, everyone. This is our free talk part. And today we're going to talk about some problems and differences that freshmen have met in our university. First of all, let's talk about group living life, like dormitory. And have you met any problems, Chloe?
I've never lived a dormitory life. I never share a bedroom with anyone else.
Good for you.
Yeah. So it's really a brand new experience for me. And I live within the campus, so we don't have individual restroom.
I've heard of a living condition inside the campus, and
yeah.
It's really harsh.
Yeah. We have to go like half of the school to go to the to have a bath.
Especially when it's winter and it's freezing outside.
Yeah, it's really cold. Yeah.
You cross the forest.
Yeah.
To take a bath and you go back.
Yeah. And sometimes and the time is really harsh. It's like 10:30. There is no hot water.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible for us to take bath every day.
Yeah, some girls are just princess.
Okay.
But here they're just, you know.
Yeah, I have to get used to it.
It's good in a way. It teaches you a new way of living.
Yeah. Okay.
I also understand that life is not always made of roses.
Maybe princess is one grave.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about you, Igor?
How is
as
really
an
okay?
Exchange student, you live alone. You share a private room.
Actually, we share a room, but not with most people. And the bathroom, everything is quite okay.
It's quite okay.
All right.
Yeah, actually, you know, we're kind of ambassadors, you know.
Oh.
The things that we see, that's what we go home to say, this is how Beijing is like.
All right.
So please understand that.
Okay.
So the living condition is comparatively
understandable. Okay.
Just the environment, as I heard, the environment, the air is not good. I'm not feeling it.
But you're gonna feel it.
I just will not feel it, actually.
You have to wear masks in winter because you're heavily polluted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, now it's still okay for me. Though when I came in newly, I felt the choky somehow. I just feel something clouding my nose. It was not the same with my hometown.
Dry.
It's not the same with in my own place. The air is quite fresh. But you had a reason for coming and
okay.
Anyway, I wish you live through this winter, okay?
Yeah, I'll need you. I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you.
So what about you, Margaret?
During my high school years, I studied in boarding school.
Yeah, me too.
But the condition of the dormitories are much, much, much better than here.
What? But boarding schools have differences.
Yeah, they are different. But fortunately, I met some nice roommates. And it's quite lucky, and I'm trying to adapt to everything here.
Okay, next we're going to talk about homesick moments. I think that's really something that
you have to overcome, because every now and then you feel homesick.
I get homesick just a little bit when I'm totally free, and I would miss my parents. I would call them, you know, through WeChat, kinda do the video call thing. I can see their faces and this.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
So you miss your family.
Yeah, yeah.
What about foods?
Oh god, I'm from Nanjing, and I think that's a really great city comparing to Beijing. You know, I'm not really getting used to Beijing here for the traffic, the food, the air, and all of the things. I think Beijing is really
old. I suggested that you quit this school and, you know, maybe apply for another.
Maybe
in Nanjing.
I'm really a little bit regret that I didn't stay in Nanjing.
But I think you, as soon as you get used to it, you feel the beauty.
They all told me that you have to find the beauty of it, but I'm still finding it.
Okay. So, what about you?
Okay.
You're Nigerian.
Nigerian, yeah, I'm from Nigeria.
It's really fun.
So, really, you know, the places that, the part I think I actually miss most was the food.
I miss Nigerian food.
Yeah, I miss Nigerian food. Oh gosh.
What, you think Chinese food is not delicious?
Chinese food is not about delicious. Seeing a bowl of food with water everywhere, that's not the kind of food we eat.
That's porridge.
Most of the food I eat here, there is a lot of water there.
But what kind of food do you have back in Nigeria?
It's local food, so you definitely don't know the names, even if I call
it. Hard to describe, really.
No matter how hard it is to say, but it's not like every time rice. Here in China, almost every day, I think I eat rice.
But you have options. I think the cafeteria has provided all kinds of foods.
But the major food in every cafeteria is noodles or rice. The food we eat back in Africa, usually foods that can hold kind of heavy foods to an extent. So what we have here is majorly vegetables. So that's why you can survive a week without eating something solid. You can be getting different vegetables. That cannot keep me. I need something stronger. The only option is usually the rice and the noodles. So apart from that, everything has been cool. Once in a while, about twice or three times now, I've called home, did his own video calls. Yeah. I'm not really missing them much. They know that I'm doing good.
Okay, good for you. So what about you, Margaret? Are you from?
I'm from
Jiangsu.
No,
Zhejiang.
I'm from a very small town in Zhejiang. When I knew I was going to Beijing to go to university, I thought, wow, Beijing, a big city, just big city and colorful, everything. But
colorful.
But when I was in COC.
is it
Beijing? Is it really Beijing?
Yeah, it's really in the, you know,
it is far away.
Countryside.
It's far away from CBD and is quite different from what I expected. But that's okay. Sometimes we can go.
You can always take the subway to the city.
And about the food, I think, you know, our cafeteria provide food of all kinds, and we have options. That's
convenient.
That's great.
But the only problem is that second-year students always hate freshmen when they first come to our school because our cafeteria are taken and our bathrooms are taken. There's no hot water because you used up.
What?
And the elevator in the 48 Educate building are always too crowded for us to fit in. And, you know, every time I saw so much people. I mean, just go back home. Just go back home. But now I've got used to it.
Okay. Actually, you can go to the cafeteria a little bit later than the peak moment.
It
would be a lot better.
And that's actually what I do. I go to the cafeteria. Not that 12 o'clock. No, I'll go about 30 minutes.
I go to Bangzhou.
Yeah.
Never been there.
The food is really great. It's better than the
Just stop.
Campus. okay.
That reminds me, one of the other things I miss, actually I felt here is pretty much colder than my country.
I wear
clothes that I would not have loved, so I appear, when I look at myself in the mirror, I appear miserable, I don't like it. But I have an option to keep my body warm, I just have to.
Yeah, there are several days that it's gonna snow.
That's even the worst part of it.
You can appreciate the beauty of snow, you know?
Have you ever seen snow?
No, I don't think so. He's from Africa.
No, I've not seen snow.
Lucky for
and
you.
And actually, with what I'm, the kind of feeling I'm getting, I don't think I wish to see the snow.
Just live through it. I hope.
Because it's pretty much cold out here. Pretty much cold.
It's a new experience anyway.
Yeah, that's the good thing about everything about being a freshman. Just the fact that you're experiencing a new life. And when you start appreciating it, you start seeing the best part of it. So I'm trying to appreciate it too. See the
and keep warm.
Keep you warm.
So, our next topic is going to be clubs and organizations. You guys joined any other clubs or organizations? Margaret?
The student union, I think.
It's really busy.
It's really busy, pretty busy. We have to apply for a classroom for our activities and organize and write all articles, essays, all for the activities. But sometimes there aren't so many people who want to join us.
Yeah, that's going to be a little disappointing.
It's just disappointing.
Every little bit of effort will bring you something. When you are older, you will know it. As a freshman, you have no choice but to do it. So hang in there. Just live through the freshman year.
Yeah.
And life is going to be so much easier.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, I joined the Passwolf Dance Club.
Yeah, introduced by another announcer, Rose Lee.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's really good.
She's good.
And good the club is really good.
Yeah, the club is Password.
Yeah, the people are friendly, and we do all kind of things, and we're preparing for Shetai, and it's a really good
activity. For you. hope to see you on the stage.
Okay.
What about you, Yidru?
I joined one, apart from this one, but one reason or the other, I'm not there. Much expectation, the time is just eating much of my routine and everything.
Yeah.
And I was seeing my mind meaning to so.
It's a little bit distraction.
It is a bit distraction, yeah.
And you would like to stick on study part.
Maybe that thing is just to add, it's the flavor.
Yeah, and finally, we're gonna talk about biggest surprise to go to a university that you get to. Manage your own time and you get to do whatever you want and you're free of management of your parents. What did that do to your life?
Without my parents, I maybe have the chance to go dating.
You mean with your parents, you're not allowed to date any boys?
I'm still in high school. I'm an underage, you know?
What?
I have to focus on my study, and
when I'm
an adult, maybe my parents trust that when I'm an adult, I can judge the things on my own. Really agree with that, but I have to keep that. I have to follow them.
You mean you are solo since birth?
Yeah. So what?
Good for you.
But that's good. Actually, our parents actually, I think they have their reasons for, like she just said, parents have been looking at her since up to now, you know, they have their reasons. You definitely come to see a time that you miss that coaching by them, because it's a period of time they have to watch your back, and there comes a time when you have all decisions be done by yourself.
You're by yourself,
and then you actually recognize what they've been doing all this while. We are actually part of their life. So when they're saying my child is doing this, it's part of their life. So don't just say, mom, that this is my life. You, the child, is part of the mom and dad's life.
You have to make connections.
Yeah, so they have the reasons for all of those things. If not for those things, you just make many mistakes.
You have to take advice from parents. Because they've lived a more experienced life.
Yeah, they are more experienced, understand far more what they're going to see standing. They will sit down comfortably and see far beyond it. So every movement, they already know what it can lead to. So if you are wise, I think you should stick to
that. Correct.
Stick to that. Stick to that. Try and keep to their own path. There will still come a time when you still have a long way for yourself. That time I even tell Mom, what do you think about this? Then, no, it's your life.
Yeah.
So cherish the pure when they still give you advice.
Yes, yeah. Cherish it.
So what about you, Margaret?
I think Israel has said all that I want to express, and we are busy. We have to arrange everything for ourselves. Just which organizations we want to choose, which activity we want to take part in. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, it's your life.
It's a new life experience.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally new.
So let's hope all of you live through this freshman year and just get a better life after. So that's it for our free talk today. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
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 Bye. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。